This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can sometimes compartmentalize God. Early on in my spiritual walk, I would often seek God for whatever pressing matter I had at the time. If it was a matter with my career, I'd turn to Him. With my finances, I'd turn to Him. With my marriage, I'd turn to Him. So the good news is that I was turning to Him in times of a predicament. But what I've learned is rather than compartmentalizing God to the problem of the day, I strive now to keep Him at the center of all things in my life, and that would be those good things as well as the problems. When I turn to the Scriptures, I see this is exactly how Daniel lived. But Daniel had a method to accomplishing this, and he would dedicate a certain place and time each day to pray and to meditate no matter what. Daniel teaches us that talking with God in the same place and at the same time every day means we are sure to keep God at the center of all things in our lives rather than compartmentalizing Him to our next crisis. So if you don't already have a dedicated place and time, the Lent season is the perfect time to begin this practice. Or maybe you had this practice at one time and now you need to resume it. Again, this is the perfect time. So as you identify your new place and time, remember these words. Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Jeremiah 33:3. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, make God the center of all things in your life.